Hey, Duck Dynasty fans, we got a new podcast, The Jep and Jess Show, with me, Jeff Roberts.
And me, Jessica. We'll be talking about our many passions, including faith, family, and everyday life.
So check out new episodes of The Jep and Jess Show every Wednesday at PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, or subscribe at iTunes.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cisternino here with a special podcast for you here today. And this is something that we did about a year and change ago, where I first talked to Andrea Belke and Meg Malley about the New York City reality TV fundraiser that they were doing last year. It was a big success and a lot of fun. They're doing it again. Andrea had reached out to me to ask if she could come on the podcast with Meg once again and talk about it. And I thought it was a lot of fun last year, so I figured, why not? We even got special permission for us to talk to Andrea, who you may or may not know is part of the Survivor season. We are not going to be talking about anything from Survivor Game Changers. So if you're worried about any sort of spoilers or anything like that, fear not. We don't even talk about it. We're not even going to get into anything of substance in terms of Andrea's game in Game Changers here in this interview. We're just talking about the New York City second annual reality takeover with Andrea and Meg, and maybe even another cameo along the way. So here's my interview with Andrea and Meg. All right, everybody, I'm very excited for this interview today, because this is actually the second time that we're going to be doing this. That the first one was very fun before the first annual NYC reality takeover. And here to join me once again about what they're up to, this collaboration is back for a second year. Here they are, the brains behind the second annual NYC reality takeover. First, welcome back a current Survivor Game Changer that you can see her on every morning on people.com, and then also the Penn Fan Forum. Please welcome in Andrea Belke. Andrea, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Ugh, I love that introduction. You're amazing.
Yes, yes. And Andrea, that I don't agree with this opinion of you.
She's a little devil, that one.
Not a little devil.
You don't agree with that? Oh. That was one of my favorite things to happen so far. So I loved it.
I was torturing Nicole with this clip. I just kept playing it for her.
She's a little devil, that one.
It's amazing.
And another person who is not a little devil, please welcome back from Big Brother 17, Meg Malley. Meg, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Very good. And Meg is currently vacationing in Catalina Island and was good enough to join us from we're used to Andrea being on an island, but Meg is on an island today.
I know. I'm the bougie island. I don't do the Survivor Island.
Did you say bougie or boozy?
Maybe both.
Maybe both.
Yeah, okay. Wait, how many drinks have you had, Meg, so far?
I mean, we don't know.
We don't know. Who can count?
It's 3 o'clock here, so never.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere, right? Okay. Anyway, so I had a lot of fun talking with you both about the last year. I think it was it was the winter, right? It was January, February.
It was January 30th. Yes. I actually moved out to LA since, and I refused to go to New York with the snow in January. So it's in April. Surprise.
It's a smart move. It's a smart move. And I heard from a lot of people that were there. It was very fun. So, of course, this whole event, you get all these reality stars from Survivor, Big Brother. I see there's even going to be some Bachelor people there. And it's all to benefit the Arthritis Foundation. Andrea, you have so much going on that why is it so important for you to put this on again?
Well, we had such a great turnout last year and it was super fun. But the whole thing kind of came because Meg has been suffering with arthritis since she was young, and it's very near and dear to her heart. So when we talked about doing this, we wanted to find a good cause. And immediately when we landed on the Arthritis Foundation, it was like, well, this is great because Meg is directly impacted by arthritis, you know, every single day. So, I like having parties, so it's great to have all these reality people and actually do it for a great cause.
And Meg, did you have to twist Andrea's arm to get the second one going?
Yes. I mean, come on. No, she was the best. Andrea, honestly, was probably the one that had the idea with throwing an event. she came to visit me for Thanksgiving and was like, when are we planning this again? It has to happen. I think my favorite part about our event is that it's super chill and it's pretty much just a party with reality people that happen to be there, which is probably the coolest thing about it. And I think both of us have been low stress this year, just kind of like, hey, come on out to this bar and hang out with us. And we've been so surprised by all of the reality people that have already agreed to come. Everyone's been really excited and supportive of it. And I always get like very sappy, thankful about all of it because it's a cause, obviously, that is really dear to me. And my entire family, because my brother suffers from it as well. So we are always at the Arthritis Walk events.
For people that want to take a look at the page to get tickets, Andrea, what is that link?
I just set up a Facebook event too, but it's nyreality.eventbrite.com.
Okay, nyreality.eventbrite.com.
Yes.
I was going to say, going on to what Meg said about it being chill, I think that sometimes at these events, there's this weird separation of the guests, like the Survivor and Big Brother people, and then the fans. But what I like about ours is we're really just at this bar. And so you can really mingle with everybody, and like, we're not cool. Like, we're people that were on Survivor and Big Brother. So we try to make it this really fun thing where everyone's kind of just hanging out.
Yes. And this is really the intersection of Survivor and Big Brother between you two and your friendship that you've fostered as a Survivor and a Big Brother person. Meg, between you and Mike, I feel like that this is the whole epicenter of Survivor Big Brother crossover.
Whoa! Mike Holloway? what on earth? It's crazy because I met Andrea before I was ever even like knew what Big Brother was, I feel like.
Yes.
So it's always so crazy and kind of fate-like to me that I met my best friend and now I met my boyfriend through Survivor and Big Brother. It's kind of very weird. He's here, by the way. He says hi.
Thank you very much, Andrea, for bringing Meg into the reality world. I just want to say that. I appreciate it.
Wow.
Just a creepy Mike Holloway voice coming at you.
Yeah. Wow. So it's all happening with Survivor and Big Brother.
And real quick, Rob, just real quick, to bring it back to Survivor, just really quick, I would love just to say, Andrea, you killed that immunity challenge. Having done that challenge myself, it takes a lot of patience and it takes a lot of like pure nerves. And you crushed that, girl. Good job.
Thank you, Mike.
Well done. Well struck, Andrea. Of course, the second annual NYC Reality Takeover is going to be on April 22nd, a Saturday night. So just about, a month to go before that comes up. All right, so let's talk about who's coming. Andrea, do you want to start talking us through some of these people that are going to be there?
Yeah, I'll talk us through the Survivor people. Okay. And then Meg can take over Big Brother. So we have...
Are you ready for a takeover? Sorry.
Are you ready for a takeover? We have Eliza Orleans. She will be there.
She wasn't at the last know-it-all, so she was missed. A lot of people were asking me where she was.
Who knows? She's been traveling for about a year.
Yes.
But she keeps coming back to New York, so it was really funny because we had a going-away party for her, and then which I went to, and then she was back a month later. It was all very confusing. But she will be here, I know. So she'll be there.
Yes.
We have Michelle Fitzgerald.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, the Beauty Girls actually showed up.
And nobody knew who they were, right? Their season wasn't even on yet.
Yeah, like their season had been announced, but it hadn't aired yet. And so I don't even think, I mean, we didn't know them, so we didn't invite them. But somehow they heard about it and just showed up, which was great because then, you know, it was the Beauty Girls and they were a lot of fun. So Michelle's coming back.
Yes.
We have Courtney Yates.
Always a party.
Oh, yes. And the fans go crazy for Courtney, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We have Rodney.
He
will be there, coming in from Boston.
Right.
We have his bro, Joaquin.
Yes. Rodney and Joaquin together. That's a party.
Yes. Then we have Bryce coming in.
The Purple Pants Badass.
It's Bryce Isaiah. Have you heard his song?
I heard his song. I listen to it every day.
You should have that as a little soundbite. You should be ready for that.
I'm a freak.
Will you guys be playing this?
You know, it was really funny because last year, I think it was before I'd ever met him, but I knew he was in the area, so I invited him. So the first time I've ever talked to him, he's like, "Hey, so I have this song. I was wondering if you could play it there."
The Purple Pants Badass. Is that the new one?
Oh, yeah, that was right
when his single dropped.
Wait, is there two songs?
Yeah, he has the second song. He has another song.
I'm the Purple Pants Badass. Yeah, that's the song I'm talking about. Because he opens up the song and it's "I'm Bryce Isaiah" or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's the song he wanted us to play. But we couldn't figure out. We didn't have a DJ or anything, so we weren't able to play the song. But it's a really great song.
Andrea, is anybody working on a theme song for you?
No, I don't think so.
Meg, are you on that?
Team Andrea, let go.
Oh gosh, no, Meg.
No.
Rob, I'll just take my rap from the last time I competed in Miss Survivor and make that my theme song. Which, by the way, wait, are you going to do Miss Survivor again? Because I want to do it.
I had heard through the grapevine you want to re-engage the Miss Survivor competition.
Yes, it's so fun. I think, well, I know that you stopped doing it because things were getting negative. But if we can try to bring positivity and warn the fans that if it gets nasty, then we're going to just pull it immediately. Maybe we can try it.
Yeah, I think that we were all a little voted out, I think, at the end of, the year last year between, everybody was very worked up about the election, about Big Brother OTT. The last thing, So You Think You Can Podcast. The last thing I wanted to do was go through another vote. But maybe let's see how 2017 is for reality TV.
All right.
And if I could throw out another suggestion for an Andrea song title.
She's a little devil, that one.
I love it. All right,
that could be the name of Andrea's theme song.
Little devil.
Yeah.
Next we have Mike Holloway. I'm not sure if you've heard
of him. Sucks. Yeah.
Mike, how did you like the event last year?
It was really amazing. Like, other than Meg's dad yelling at me, it was pretty awesome.
Why did he yell at you?
Last event, we were secretly dating. We didn't want anyone to know. It was so creepy.
That was kind of when you came out as a couple.
And my dad did. My dad yelled at Mike like the whole event pretty much because he was being obnoxious.
I was not being obnoxious.
Did your dad know you guys were dating yet, or he was a stranger and then it turned out that was the dad, you know, that guy you were yelling at the whole time?
He had an idea, I think. I mean, come on, fathers always know.
Yeah, so that's when you guys kind of came out as a couple.
For sure.
So that was fun. Then we have Sophie Clark.
Yes.
What are you guys laughing about? Okay, we have Nick Marano.
No, you're like, that was fun.
We have Francesca. She will be there.
Yes.
We have Brian Corden.
Yes.
We have Billy Garcia.
Yes.
Always Billy Garcia.
Always.
And then I think we had Liz Markham's coming. There's talk about Jessica Lewis stopping by, and of course.
Oh.
Yeah. So she's coming on to my fan forum for Penn, and then someone had tweeted her about the event. She's like, oh, maybe I'll come to that too. So she might come, and then, there's always going to be people that just stop by. So there'll be more surprises. I can promise you that.
More surprises. Yeah. A lot of times that these survivors come out of the woodwork, and you can't keep them away.
Yeah, exactly. That's it on the survivor front.
Okay. Who are these bachelor people that are coming?
Yeah. So I've been doing some bachelor recaps with Olivia Caridi. Do you remember? Do you watch The Bachelor, Rob?
I don't. I sort of know the people that are like transcendent, but I don't know the regular people.
Yeah, she was on Ben Higgins' season and she was the biggest villain. So she's been like the biggest female villain. And now the new one obviously is Corinne. But Olivia, if you know The Bachelor, you probably know who Olivia is. And she is bringing her friend Izzy. And Izzy was on, I believe Izzy was on Ben's season, but Izzy I know more from Bachelor in Paradise. So I've kind of become friends with Olivia. So those two girls are going to come as well, which will be really fun.
So that's the survivor half of the aisle. And then it's like a wedding. And then the Big Brother people, they stay on the other side, right?
Yes.
Okay, first off, I'm the biggest Bachelor fan ever. And I'm fangirling so hard over Olivia. I cannot wait to be
yes.
here.
Okay.
Big Brother, yes, we have some really exciting people. From this season, we have Pauly Calafiore and I believe his brother Cody.
Hey, you gotta invite me to the party. You can't have a party without me or my brother Cody.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, they're both hot brothers. Like, let's bring them. Come on. Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, Andrea, I saw when Pauly Calafiore got interviewed on the first episode of the Penn Fan Forum, and Pauly Calafiore said that Deb is his favorite Survivor player. Debbie.
Whoa. No. Whoa. He's like, yeah, I got it.
Explains
like,
a lot.
Give it up for my girl. And I was thinking,
I got to give it up to my girl, Debbie.
Yeah, like of all people, it's my girl, Debbie. I was like, wait, why is she your girl? But okay. It was kind of amazing. Yeah.
Okay. Who else is coming back?
So for my season, I have Becky Burgess.
Yes.
Jackie Ibarra. And the fabulous Johnny Mac, always, he gave up concert tickets to come see, I cannot remember who it was right now. I'm trying to think, who was it, Andrew, do you remember? It was someone I actually was like, I don't think I would give up tickets to come to this event.
Oh, it wasn't like some heavy metal concert?
Yeah, no, I remember too.
No, it was he's like the coolest guy ever. Who does that?
Yeah, we love Johnny Mac.
Oh, you know what, also from this season, Corey Brooks is coming as well. All the way from Tejas.
Yes. Yes.
Whoa. Of course we have Gina Marie. Love her.
Yes. Well, Gina Marie, she came out to one of the podcasts that we did in New York back in the fall, and she was out of control, Gina Marie.
Always.
She is out of control.
She came halfway through the podcast because that she had a Samsung Galaxy Note 7 and she was getting on a plane the next day and she needed like to trade it in.
I love that you always know Gina Marie is in the room, and she's also the biggest cheerleader for anyone. So she's the boss.
Yes.
I am the biggest fan of her.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and there's a ton of Big Brother people that will always show up for sure. So we're super excited about it.
Don't forget Eric Stein and Adam
I thought he was just lumped into the Big Brother people that will just always show up to things that you don't need to mention.
That is true, but I just feel like you got to give Eric Stein a shout out. He's gonna be there.
Yeah, I thought that just goes without saying that Eric Stein is that guy.
True that.
Okay, all right, well, this is gonna be very fun. I'm sure you guys are gonna have there'll be like a lot of Snapchat stories and stuff like that. Yeah, I wish that I could be on the East Coast when you guys are doing it.
I know. Someday it'll line up, Rob.
Someday it'll line up.
I always invite you. I always throw it out there. I'm like, I know you're probably not going to be here.
Rob, you are on our reality celeb list, our wish list, when we put it up, I will say. Every year
you're on the wish list.
Who knows? Maybe the stars will align one year and then we'll have the know-it-alls the same week. There's a lot of moving parts
maybe
that go into it.
We should actually figure that out maybe for next year.
Okay. Maybe next spring that we can get it all to happen. Maybe we'll bring Miss Survivor back, we'll get the know-it-alls and then the third annual reality TV takeover all in the same week. There'll be so much synergy.
Can you imagine if that all came true? I mean, it would be unbelievable.
It would be unbelievable.
Take over the world.
Again, that link is nyreality.eventbrite.com. And are tickets available at the door, or you need to buy them in advance, Andrea?
They are available at the door. However, it's best to buy them ahead of time. And again, like all proceeds go towards the Arthritis Foundation, too.
Okay. And then it's a cash bar, or is there a drink special?
Oh, yes, there is a drink special. Meg, do you remember what...
It's cheaper than New York prices, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, so I have it right here. It's $4 beer, $5 wine, and $6 well drinks. So that's all night from 7 to 10. So if you pay the ticket price, and then you get, those deals, which is, way cheaper.
Yeah, it's New York City.
And then what happens at 10? That everybody goes home, or is there something after that?
Last year we had an after party. It's kind of probably going to be like we figure it out. There you go. Just follow Mike
Holloway. He'll show you where to go after 10.
Last time, though, the bar stays open until after, so it's always a fun time. I have no idea what time it ended even last time.
Yeah, I think we all stayed kind of late.
Okay. All right. Well, this should be a very exciting night. And again, that's April 22nd. That's at the Public House, 140 East 41st Street, April 22nd. All right. Anything else that you guys want to get out there?
Go Team Andrea.
Okay. And this isn't a biased podcast. Come on.
Well, Meg, that you watched Andrea play before on Survivor. I'm assuming you guys were friends when Andrea. Oh, actually, no, you didn't even live in New York yet. So maybe you guys. Yeah.
Yeah. I this is my first time being friends with her watching it.
Okay.
And first off, I can't stop reading the Twitter trolls about her, and I'm obsessed with all of them. And
you're obsessed
also,
with the trolls.
Oh my goodness. My favorite tweet that I've seen is someone that is so mad at Andrea Belkey. They hate Andrea Belkey.
How? Why? What does she even do? Come on.
Because they claim that they brought me into the reality TV world.
Oh, yeah. You watched your friend Jason go through Big Brother OTT. I can't imagine that Andrea is getting anything from the trolls after that.
Well, Andrea's queen. She always will be. So she killed that last competition. I could never do anything like that. I'm so jealous.
There's this one troll, and she's my favorite. She doesn't follow. No, she only follows me. She has zero followers. And she tweets me. Oh, what is she? She's like, it's my birthday. My dream come true would be if an Andrea Belkey blindside.
That's not where I thought this story was going.
She kind of promotes my stuff by linking everything, and she linked our event, and she said, I want to go to this just to knock Andrea Belkey off of her high horse and F her up or something like that.
That's interesting. I bet it's somebody you know, Andrea. This could be like a Joey Rodriguez situation.
Probably. I'm like kind of obsessed with her, and I can't remember her name. She'll tweet me again next Wednesday, I'm sure. And I wanted to like tweet back and be like, thanks for the promotion. Like, hope to see you there. But I was like, she has zero followers. Like, I can't really, because then people are going to get upset if I'm addressing the trolls. So I was like, I'm just going to let it go. But I just am so excited. It's like highlight of my Wednesday to get, see what she's going to tweet me next.
Yeah, I'm going to follow this person on Twitter. I'm going to see what we'll see what's going on here.
But I was like so happy that she was promoting our event. So it was really great.
Okay, well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And again, everything goes to a good cause, the Arthritis Foundation. Meg, anything else you want to say before we sign off today?
We're just super excited. We can't wait to see like everyone there. It's going to be a great night. And I can't wait to get to New York and see everyone. It's going to be awesome.
Okay. Mike Holloway, is there anything you want to say before we sign off?
Enjoying the season. Obviously, rooting for the Dirty 30 and Andrea. Let's see how it goes.
Okay.
Always has to be a Dirty 30 shout out here. Oh,
yeah,
my
you're
goodness.
In it now, Meg. You're
get out of here.
Yeah. And then Andrea, of course, anything else you want to tell people to check out?
Yeah, well, looking forward to seeing a lot of you guys at the event. Whoever brought the moonshine last year, I can't remember who it was, but I mean, that was really, really great if you want to bring that again. And yeah, I'll see you guys there, hopefully.
All right. Good stuff. And check out Andrea on the Penn Fan Forum after the Survivor episodes. Where do people go to watch that, Andrea?
Yeah. So you can go to that. You can watch it. It streams live on people.com, on EW.com, and also on People and EW's Facebook. And I would recommend probably going to the Facebook because you can comment along and we'll read your comments and everything. It's at right after the show, so 9 p.m. Eastern time, we go live. And we have different guests from past players and stuff. So next week we have Jervis and Katie Collins and Dalton Ross.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And we even, farther along in the season, we have some kind of different kind of celebs coming on that really love Survivor. So we have the Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo, coming on.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, we have we have Corey and Sadie Robertson from Duck Dynasty.
Oh, wow.
They're actually going to be on the day that Eliza is on. I can't wait.
Oh, that'll
to
be
see
perfect.
That dynamic.
Yeah, they seem like they'll get along so well.
And yeah, I know, exactly. And then the week after next, we have Jessica Lewis and Michael Snow. So it'll be really fun. But yes, it's 9 p.m. Eastern. So right after the Survivor season or the Survivor episodes.
All right. Well, good stuff. And of course, that you can follow Andrea on Twitter, even if you're a egg person and you want to talk about how you want to see her get voted off. And then she's Andrea Belkey. And then Meg, what's your Twitter? @MegMalley. That's it?
That is it.
All right. Well, great stuff. Best of of luck with the event, and can't wait to talk to you guys before the third annual NYC Reality Takeover.
We'll see you there, Rob. Thank you.
All right, everybody, there you have it. Andrea Belke, Meg Malley, Mike Holloway even on the podcast talking about the second annual NYC Reality Takeover. So we've got much more coming up. We'll get back into another week of talking about the actual Survivor Game Changers, which Andrea is on, kicking off with Know-It-Alls. And then we'll have our recap and voicemail shows and all that good stuff coming up. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast to not miss any of it. Rob has a website.com/iTunes. And again, the second annual NYC Reality Takeover. For tickets, go to nyreality.eventbrite.com. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.